The parable of the unjust judge is a very elegant lesson about the effectiveness of perseverance in prayer. Never give up. In verse 1, it has been mentioned as a Christian catechesis on prayer. We are not commanded to work or to stand watch and fast constantly. We are commanded to pray without ceasing. To do this, we need to raise our eyes to God at every turn and overcome laziness. We can pray devoutly whether we are standing in a public square or during a quiet walk, seated at a desk, or simply doing any other task. We can raise our hearts and souls to God. Prayer means different things to different people. To me, it is a conversation with God, both talking and listening. He gave you two ears and one mouth so that you will listen twice as much as you talk. This is important if you want to hear what God has to say to you. Prayer has two aspects to me, private and community, with each one being equally important. My community prayer occurs on the weekend when we gather together as brothers and sisters in Christ to celebrate the liturgy of the Mass. We pray together, we raise our voices together in song, we listen to the Word of God, and learn how these scriptures apply to our lives today. This is important because for many Catholics today, this hour is their only time for God. We continue with the reception of the Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, together as a family. This is an important time in our spiritual lives because we are gathered together with people with the same goals. The same goals in mind, to praise God. With all of that said, there is not much time in this scenario to listen to God. It helps to see God in your mind. It helps to see the people that you're praying to. There was a teacher, and she was trying to teach her young kids how to pray. And she told them to envision the person that they want to pray to and to draw a picture. So she gave them a couple minutes. She walked up to the first little girl and said, "My, that's pretty. What are you drawing?" And she said, "That's Mary, the Blessed Virgin." She goes to the little boy next to her and says, "Son, what are you drawing?" And he says, "This is Saint Joseph." He says, "He's the father of Jesus here on earth." And she said, "Very good." And she goes to the third little girl and said, "What are you drawing, for heaven's sakes?" And she says, "This is God." And the teacher said, "But we don't know what God looks like." And the little girl said, just seriously as can be, "You're gonna in just a minute." Prayer can be a scheduled or spontaneous. I start and end each day with the Liturgy of the Hours, prayers that all ordained must say. I offer all that I do that day to the praise and glory of God. These prayers, especially the morning prayer, can vary in time depending on the thoughts that are triggered. It's meditation, alone time with God, like community prayer, only different. Jesus spoke in parables because spirituality was hard to explain. This would be the apostles' job when the people have the bigger picture in mind. Jesus needed stories to stress a point, but not necessarily saying what he meant to say. I thought of preparing a nice steak dinner on the grill with all the trimmings. All alone, peace and quiet, just enjoying the meal. No distractions. Then eating the same dinner at a family picnic. The food is the same, your hunger is satisfied, but because of all the people and the conversation going on around you, you experience something different. Your alone time with God is still prayer, but it's different. Just you and God, no distractions. One of my favorite places for alone time with God is an empty church. No people, no distractions, just me and the crucifix. I try to open my mind and my heart. I don't ask God for anything. I just listen. Sometimes I'm filled with inspiration, but most times it is a cleansing and a chance for my spiritual life to catch up with my everyday life. The main message of this gospel is to never give up. Keep praying. When I was a little guy, I had trouble saying some words. And the kids, being what they were, had a great time with this at my expense. In the second grade, I made my first communion. Then it was just the body of Christ. Vatican II didn't allow the cup to be presented to the people. Even though we went to Mass every day, we only received communion on Friday. And I think it might have even been First Friday. Because of the fasting, we would get donuts and milk for breakfast. I used to keep the host in my mouth for just as long as possible, asking Jesus the whole time to help me speak better. It took about 2 years. Now you might say that I just grew out of it, but I like to believe that my prayers were finally answered. Our prayers are very seldom answered in the time that we would like them to be answered, and they're also not always answered in the way we would like them to be answered. Our spontaneous prayer can happen at any time during the day at work, at school, or at play. Something good happens, thank you, Lord. Something bad happens, please help me, Lord. And if you run into a problem, okay, Lord, let's work together on this one. These are the short versions of my thought on prayer, but I did come across this little poem on prayer that might hit home for some of us. No time to pray. I knelt to pray, but not for long. I had too much to do. I had to hurry and get to work, for bills would soon be due. So I knelt and said a hurried prayer and jumped up off my knees. My Christian duty was now done. My soul could rest at ease. All day long I had no time to spread the word of cheer. No time to speak of Christ to friends. They'd laugh at me, I fear. No time, no time, too much to do. That was my constant cry. No time to give to souls in need. But at last, a time to die. I went before the Lord. I came, I stood with downcast eyes. For in his hands he held a book. It was the book of life. God looked into this book and said, your name I can. Today, as we prepare to receive the Eucharist, the true presence of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, let's ask for the grace to understand our need for community prayer, because we are a family with one goal in mind. We need to help each other stand together. Let's also ask for the grace to understand the need for private prayer, to further strengthen our personal relationship with God. Our private time is our chance to listen to what God has in mind for us. God bless you.